This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for our weekend overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan and my pal John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast. I was watching Armageddon on TV last night. I was thinking a lot about John and what goes on the Space Coast. That movie with Bruce Willis and all the people that went up to destroy. Yeah. Remember that was done. That was actually done during Jay Honeycutt's era because he was encouraging lots of people to come and do movies and TV shows at the shuttle headquarters. And I don't want to be too inside here. Honeycutt is a great friend of mine. He was a great friend of the Space Coast and the program. He ran the shuttle program and actually ran Cape Kennedy for 4 years for NASA. So all of these things, these movies that were done, that was that movie. There was another one out the same year that was more or less the same story. Do you remember that? It wasn't, it was, I'm trying to remember, it was...
That one I don't remember, no. No.
Don't you remember it? I'm trying to remember who the people that were... Anyway, listen, that doesn't help us get into the stories for this week, so let's keep moving here. The charts for the week of November 23rd to the 27th. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. That seemed to have been the number one story of the week, so Victoria and John. John's actually traveling, so maybe he tells us his story first about traveling for Thanksgiving. How was your trip up to Atlanta from the Space Coast driving? What did you see? What did you experience? How was the food? What did you actually go through?
Actually, the drive up to Atlanta from the Space Coast was non-eventful. Traffic I left on Wednesday afternoon. Traffic on Wednesday was terrible. But by the time I got closer to Atlanta, it seemed to lighten up. So it really wasn't too bad and rather delightful. It was good to get away.
How about going when you were stopping for hotel accommodations and restaurants and that sort of thing? Did you encounter any difficulties or was it pretty normal?
Actually, Doug, I found the hotels were wide open.
Yeah.
The particular one I stayed in, I don't even think it was half full. And the other hotels in the area that were clustered in the same area, they and I didn't have an exact number, a head count, but it seemed like they were only operating at half capacity as well. So the hotels were not a problem at all.
How about Waffle House? Did you find a Waffle House?
I passed a lot of Waffle Houses, but usually it was McDonald's to get a quick cup of coffee and to move on from there. So
keep on going.
But just keep on going. Yeah,
keep on trucking. All right, so
not a problem at all.
That was good. Victoria, you did not have your usual Thanksgiving event that is going to your families, and I think that probably bespeaks. I didn't either. Frankly, although a lot of times on holidays I work on the farm and everybody goes home. But this year a lot of people did what you did, and that's kind of just hunker down, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, we just did Thanksgiving for the two of us, and it was actually really wonderful. We had a blast. We've never made Thanksgiving dinner on our own. We're always, either at a restaurant or at my in-laws. So we had a lot of fun kind of coordinating our own Thanksgiving dinner and just with the dogs and watching movies. It was just, honestly, it was delightful. It was probably the best Thanksgiving I've ever had. It was wonderful.
Mm-hmm. So part of the Thanksgiving weekend are all of these Black Friday deals, but I think Black Friday is different this year in many respects, and I've sort of stayed away from on the DJV program and other stuff that I'm doing, promoting particular stores or at least giving Amazon more attention than I think they deserve. They get way too much media, free media attention. So why should it be that the headline that comes across the screen, Amazon's best Friday deals, why isn't it some other company other than the fact that they're the biggest in the world? They're the biggest in part because everybody gives them free promotion. So what are you going to do when it comes to things? You have a fairly small family, John. Well, what do you do to prepare for Christmas giving?
Interestingly enough, I don't go the Amazon route. I go the traditional way of trying to shop local businesses if I can and get some good selective gifts and then send them out myself through the post office. Mm-hmm. And I try to stay away from the Amazon Prime and all of that. I know some people have been going crazy since late summer getting packages through Amazon and all of that. But I'd rather go the traditional route and do shopping in the local community and try to support the merchants as much as I can.
Yep. Maybe it's an age thing. All right. That's what Santa Harper is doing. Victoria, have you taken advantage of some of these early Black Friday things, no matter where they were?
No, I haven't done any. I do buy from Amazon. I try to find the small merchants, which are, you know, and they live and basically are surviving on Amazon right now. So I try to find that. And Amazon's a big initiative this year for Black Friday. They will direct you towards small businesses that are on the platform. So it's not hard to find them. And if you want that convenience of, you know, free shipping or 2-day shipping or whatever, Amazon's actually done a pretty decent job this year of helping promote small businesses. So that's I've gotten a lot of we're not really doing Christmas this year, so it's just going to be Lewis and me, and so we're just kind of buying stuff that we really need. You know, it's not, you know, this is the year of
practicality.
You know, do you need a new, you know, you need a new computer mouse, or do you need a new, you know, like tech kind of stuff, really?
I got a lot of extra ones. If you need one, I'll send you one if you need one.
Not the living kind. I just need the little electronic kind.
So then there's the, well, I have some of those too, as a matter of fact. One of the things that Victoria has taught me, John, is what a Roomba is. I didn't know what a Roomba.
I can't believe you don't. I mean, it's been around forever.
All right, okay. John, you have a Roomba?
I don't have one. I certainly know what they are.
Right. Thank you, John.
Work well?
Okay. All right.
My parents have one, and my parents, they call him Ronnie the Robot, and, like, we hear about him, like, he lives with them, like, he's a person. So, but they're fascinated by Ronnie, and so, and he does a great job, so, yeah, they love it.
Okay.
Really?
All right, so with the number
one
thing.
I've never seen one in operation.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you missed much. Anyway, I'm spoiled because I have somebody clean my house. I don't know whether they use a Roomba or they don't use a Roomba.
No.
That's Thanksgiving and what we're doing to get ready for the next holiday. Meanwhile, the reality is set by what's happening in the COVID department, the projections of who's going to get it, how many people are going to get it, not being able to travel a lot in the normal traditional ways, or at least being worried about it. I think the vaccines are the big story here this week between what is coming out of Pfizer and Moderna. I just learned, you maybe heard me say it, John, that talking to Ken Kronhaus, my very good friend and cardiologist, who says that he's going to have it, and most everybody else that's in the medical profession will have all of the first shot. The first round will be on December 11th. That's when they're going to start. If the FDA gives its final approval on the 10th, God knows why they can't give it today and we start tomorrow, but, you know, that's the way the government works. So, at any rate, the first shots. Now, what I'm not sure of, and I forgot to ask him, because it requires a bonus. It requires a booster shot. So if you have the first shot, and then you
I think it's 28 days later.
Is it 28 days?
Yeah, something like that.
So I think the first round goes, and then after that, the second round, which will include you and me in terms of age, I think partially where you are is going to affect it as well. But most people who are the most vulnerable, and they're putting that in an age category, and apparently health-wise as well, will get the second shots right around the first part of January, first to mid part of January. So, you know, that I think will calm everybody down a little bit. I think you'll see, with the advent of that, a real change in attitude and concern and the way people are living. But even so, you've probably seen it down in Florida, all these damn kids and the parties and things that they've...
absolutely.
I think that's been your experience right along on the beach where you live, Victoria, right?
Yeah.
All of this stuff is the same stuff.
We took the dogs out on Thanksgiving Day, which was just such a beautiful day. It was about 70 degrees, so we took the dogs out for a walk on the beach, and I think we were probably the only two people wearing masks. It was just crazy.
Amazing.
I don't know why people aren't getting it. I just don't understand it.
Yeah. There's a ruling, speaking of that, number four this week on the countdown is a focus on whether or not you can, I guess the Supreme Court said that religious restrictions on whether you can go to church or not are not, that's not legal. You can't tell people they can't go to church, right? Isn't that basically the
bottom line? That was aimed at New York.
Yeah.
And because they had, they had a wedding of a very famous rabbi. I think it was his daughter married someone, and they had 7,000 people in a synagogue for this wedding.
Really?
And yes. And so, and a friend of mine, I know. And a friend of mine works in one of the major hospitals at Mount Sinai. She works in the ER, and she said that almost immediately after that wedding, they had at least 200 people in the hospital with COVID because of that wedding that they had attended. So it's just, you know, and so Governor Cuomo tried to, after that happened, they fined the synagogue $15,000, which is nothing, but they fined them, and then they challenged it in court, and then it went to the Supreme Court, and Amy Coney Barrett was the deciding vote that, you know, she's very religious, and so she said you can't stop anybody from gathering, you know, whether it's COVID or not.
Is that why she made her decision, or is it because it was a legal thing? She made the decision.
I mean, I don't know.
In your estimation.
In my estimation, we know how religion is, and I'm not saying anything against anyone's religion. I'm just saying she is very openly, she's very vocal about religion.
Yeah, she is.
And so,
should leave it at the door, though. That's not part of the law. That's
right. So the criticism on her is this is her first major ruling, and it's, you know, putting a lot of people's health in jeopardy.
Hmm. All right. Well, there it is. In a moment, we're going to look at. I just find it interesting to see where the hot spots are. I just looked at a map. Do you know where the hottest spot, where the most increases have been this past week in terms of how many people have COVID? What do you want to pick a city? If you haven't seen this yet, maybe.
My guess would be something like South Dakota or something
that.
Yeah,
that's what I would guess too.
Not even close. Buffalo.
Oh, jeez.
Really?
There you go. Yep.
Wow.
Buffalo, New York. All right, we move along with the focus. We're starting, sometimes I start at number 10 and work to number 1. This week we're starting at number 1 and working down the election and not only the situation nationally, but what's going on in Georgia, because you're in Georgia. Be interesting to know from your perspective, John, how that stuff seems to be shaping up. I'm sure you made some observations. We'll get to those as the Talk Radio Review continues for this week.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 1-800-442-0471 or go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Specials. Enter promo code SUN for amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow.com products. Call 800-442-0471. Promo code SUN. That's 800-442-0471.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, moving back into our overview, what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio is something that I've been doing on the air with Michael Harrison for about 27 years, as it turns out, since the beginning of Talkers Magazine. And as an hour that accompanies Michael and his overview of what's going on from the official stats that come into Talkers Magazine, I invite the ladies who are on the DJV program with me to go through it sort of as a review. Because Jennifer's off this week, I've invited John Harper, who's no stranger to these proceedings, to come in and talk about, from his perspective, what some of the elements are of these top ten stories. So I was talking about I said we'd talk about Trump refusing to concede. I don't know that there's much to that story other than, you know, a lot of huzzarai back and forth. What I'm interested in is your read, John, on the election in Georgia, the runoff election between Loeffler and Warnock and Perdue and Austin, I believe is the way you pronounce his name. So when you got into Georgia, what do you see on the news media there and newspapers and on TV and stuff about this?
Well, that's a great question, Doug, because I wasn't, and as I drove through the state, as soon as I got into Georgia, and I'm listening, tuning across the radio dial, and I can't believe how many commercials for all of the political ads for all of the candidates are airing.
It's a bonanza. Absolutely for radio.
Oh, my God, yes. And the billboard campaigns and the television campaign. I turned on the TV quickly this morning to just kind of get an update. And back to back and bumper to bumper, you're seeing spots for all of the candidates. So it is a hotbed of discussion here in Georgia, from what I've been able to determine and the people that I've spoken to here in the small area that I'm at the moment. And people are really, really, I think, going to be turning out for this election. And it is definitely raising the temperature here in the state as far as the political climate. And it will continue through January. It is really hot as far as this election.
So Trump says he's going to go there to campaign for the Republicans, get a sense of whether that'll do any good or not. Does it help? Does it hinder? Or does nobody pay any attention to him now?
I think, Doug, it'll probably help. The Trump supporters are still going strong. Boy, I saw a lot of Trump signs all the way up to Atlanta, Georgia, along I-75. And
sure.
I think probably it will help those candidates on the Republican side, and I wouldn't be surprised if maybe that'll push it over. I don't know.
Well, I think it's going to be one way or the other. I don't know that, Victoria, you and I have had that much conversation about it, because that's not the mainstay of our DJV program. But in terms of looking at it, do you agree with me that it looks like one Republican, one Democrat wins this thing, or what do you think?
I kind of do think that, yeah. Which basically means the Senate doesn't change at all.
Right.
We'd have to, you know, I'm on the left on our show. You know, we've got a left, a right, and a center, and so I'm the lefty, and so yeah, we would need both senators in Georgia to win the Democratic ticket, and then that would flip the Senate. But I think you're right. I think it's probably going to be one and one. I'm not sure if the Purdue guy is going to pull it off, though. He's got a few scandals. He had a lot of gaffes, if you want to call them that. You know, during the initial campaign, which he won, but it was less than 0.5% of the votes. So that's the margin that if you're not above that, it triggers the automatic runoff in Georgia. So he narrowly won, but since then he's had a lot of financial stuff come out against him, and I don't know. He's got a hard time to win again.
Yeah, he's not. There's nothing special about him. He's a typical glad-handing phony, as far as I can see. And that's not going to help him out. You would think it wouldn't help him out in these circumstances. All right, so that's the political overview. Trump pardoning Michael Flynn will be in our focus as we continue in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Review.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Trump's legal team lost again.
A federal appeals court in Philadelphia Friday rejected the campaign's latest effort to challenge the state's election results. The three-judge panel are all Republican appointees, including Judge Stefanos Bibas, who was appointed by Trump. He wrote for the panel, quote, "Calling an election unfair does not make it so. Charges require specific allegations and then proof. We have neither here." Trump's lawyers vowed to appeal to the Supreme Court. South Dakota became the latest state to see at least one COVID-19 death for every 1,000 residents. The country also surpassed 13 million coronavirus cases. The tally comes as a new study from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates about 1 in 8 coronavirus infections nationwide were reported. This is USA Radio News. The United Kingdom is making sure the world's biggest tech companies are not dominating their country. Lance Pride with details from the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau.
The United Kingdom will impose new rules next year to prevent Google and Facebook from using their dominance to push out smaller firms and disadvantaged consumers. The code will be enforced by a dedicated unit within the Competition and Markets Authority, or CMA. The CMA wants to crack down on internet giants swallowing up smaller firms and is set to issue detailed plans in December. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pride.
An Iranian scientist named by the West as the leader of the Islamic Republic's disbanded military nuclear program was killed Friday in an ambush on the outskirts of Tehran. Iran's foreign minister alleged the killing of the scientist bore serious indications of an Israeli role but did not elaborate. Israel, long suspected of killing several Iranian nuclear scientists a decade ago, declined to immediately comment. The killing risked further raising tensions across the Mideast. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we go back into our fold here on the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in Talk Radio, according to the folks at Talkers Magazine. They're on duty no matter what, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, all year long. We do this 52 times a year because...
For those of you who are unwashed, there are 52 weeks.
You didn't study that in school. There are 52 weeks, actually, in the year. This is Thanksgiving week, and at your service is Victoria Keelan from the DJV program and John Harper, who's here from WMEL on the Space Coast. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael Flynn got pardoned this week. I don't think this was a huge earth-shaking decision, right? Most people who know anything about Michael Flynn think he's kind of an you-know-what. But by the same token, he got bagged by the FBI in the usual way. He wasn't able to answer them, or he didn't give them answers to questions, but that wasn't the real reason that he got into trouble. He got into trouble because He lied.
Well, he admitted to lying twice under oath, yeah. And that's why perjury.
Yeah.
So, you know, but yeah, the weird thing is Trump didn't really have a lot of love for Michael Flynn at all.
No.
He only lasted 22 days in the administration. But I mean, you know, in the Trump administration,
the
22 days
is
actually,
a
long time. Yeah. That's like probably 22 years. So it's like a Hollywood marriage. So who knows? I think it's I think it was Trump's, you know, way of kind of getting back at the Robert Mueller investigation. And so this is, I think that's the real motivation of pardoning him. I don't think it's because Trump has any real love for Michael Flynn.
Okay, Talk Radio Extra. Speaking of Hollywood marriages, Megan Fox apparently ending her marriage to Brian Austin Green. And I know you told me at one point in time who he was, and I've forgotten.
She was on 90210, the original 90210.
All right. So she's got a new boyfriend, Machine Gun Kelly. And I'm trying to remember why I know him.
He's a music artist.
Okay.
People don't pay that much attention to him.
Shotgun Kelly.
Oh, is that who I'm thinking of?
Of Machine Gun Kelly. I don't think you know him.
Shotgun.
But that's the second time she's filed for divorce from Brian Austin Green, so maybe this time it'll stick.
Right. There you go. A little gossip, just good for the heart every once in a while. So the next item here on our countdown, number three, the new administration, even though the people with Trump and him, some of the news media, it isn't even news media anymore. It's just opinion media. Oh, he can't concede because it isn't sure that he's elected. Come on. And so they've started to change things around. You see anybody in this list, either Victoria or John, the people who have been appointed or at least suggested for appointments to various positions that would be good, bad, or indifferent? Looks like a rehash of Obama's years to me.
Well, some of the people actually go all the way back to Clinton. So the Clinton era and even further back to when Joe Biden had a very long career in the Senate. So he's picking people that he's worked with for many years and people he obviously trusts. So, I saw an article a couple days ago. It said, when looking at his picks, there's nothing flashy, there's nothing controversial there. But it said, he's showing that, he's hiring a bunch of adults. There are actual adults in the room now. So I thought that was kind of funny.
Well,
I don't think we're going to have the revolving door that we've had in the last 4 years.
Well, it's the attitude as much as anything else. Yes, John.
No, you're absolutely right. The attitude is totally different. It's professional. I think the people that he's nominated so far for his cabinet look to be people who are not going to have a closet filled with all types of skeletons and things like that. And overall, I think it's a pretty good fit thus far with many of the people on his cabinet. And Biden is trying to be representative, as he keeps saying, about the makeup of the country. And I think so far he's accomplishing that. I think some pretty good choices.
It's interesting because Elizabeth Warren, in her usual fashion, is over there. She always running into the room, waving her hands around. It's like she's over in the room. Here, I'm here. Pick me. Like to the teacher.
Well, I think to his credit, he has dodged some real landmines. He has not put Elizabeth Warren, who is not
she's
that
a horror
popular.
Show. No.
And so he has not put her anywhere. He's not put Bernie Sanders anywhere. I think a lot of people were, worried that, the super progressive wing of the Democratic Party was going to be taking over, and that's completely not the case. Not
much
the case
to AOC's chagrin, which will probably force her, not force her, but give her the entree to start her own party in a couple of years. But really what went on in the decision-making process, if you look at Vermont, where Bernie's from, and Massachusetts, where Warren is from, both have Republican governors.
Right.
So, hello, if you appoint them to cabinet positions, you automatically give the Republicans two more
seats in the Senate.
Seats in the Senate. So.
Right.
Yeah, you don't think those guys.
And going back to Georgia, obviously the Democrats are hoping to flip the Senate with those two seats in Georgia. It's possible. Though, the truth is, it's possible because they have over 780,000 absentee ballots have already been requested, and they have, and the number of young people who will be 18 by January 5th on that runoff election, the number of new registered voters is, it's a lot of people. So there is a chance that it can absolutely flip. I think it'll probably be 1-1, but I could be wrong, and it might actually flip. So you have to keep Elizabeth Warren in place. You have to keep Bernie where he is, or else you're just stacking the cards against you.
Neither one. Warren doesn't want to stay.
Point.
Yeah. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, it's a good point because you could lose with the Republican governors, as you said, Doug, in those two states. You could conceivably then lose those two seats and turn them over to Republicans. And so I think that was a wise move not to do anything with them right now.
See you later, alligator.
By the way, I also think that played into why he chose Kamala Harris, because Governor Newsom in California will obviously will appoint another Democratic senator.
Probably appoint himself.
I think that played into it.
Yeah, he's the type of an egomaniac. Horrible.
He's laying low after that that indoor dining incident. He's been pretty quiet.
He is. Yeah, he's a real man. Those guys. Anyway, I didn't ask you because I haven't really talked to you since the election, John. Did you vote in person in Florida? Did you do absentee? Did you mail? What did you do to vote?
No, I voted in person, it took me that day I voted. It took me about a half hour, but it was quite painless and very efficient. So, I was in person, no doubt about it.
Something very strange and unusual for Florida.
Yeah, exactly. I heard somebody the other day say that Florida is the new model of the way elections should be run.
Right.
Which I found rather comical.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'll take a pass on that one, thank you. Number five on the countdown list this week. A focus on the economy and the stock market this week as the prices
isn't that nuts?
Over 30,000.
It hit 30,000 for the first time in history.
Yep.
And I think a lot of it, Republicans will say, well, that's because the economy was really good prior to the pandemic, and so that's they're trying to give Trump credit for that. I honestly don't think that this is either Trump or Biden. I think this is vaccine news. This is optimism about let's turn the page, let's turn the corner, let's get to the next year. I think there's so many other things involved, and I honestly don't. I think it's a little bit of Trump, it's a little bit of Biden, but I think for the most part, it's good news on the vaccine front. And as soon as Trump started the transition, the stock market shot up again because the stock market loves stability. That is the number one thing it loves is stability.
Yep.
So that's really what to credit that. I think no one can really claim it as one person.
Look at the stock when it comes to medicines, especially these companies.
Oh, pharmaceuticals are way up. Yeah.
The guy who is the owner, actually, of AstraZeneca. He's a University of Oxford graduate, and he got Oxford to work with his company, some of the scientists at Oxford in England to work with his company. His value went up $1 billion in one day.
That's incredible.
Amazing.
Of this stuff.
How much was that, Doug? Do that again.
$1 billion with a B. Thank you very much. He's only 39 years old.
No, you put it. You need to put the reverb, the echo on that when you say billion.
All right, let me try that. Here it is. $1 billion. I have a new toy
be nice.
In my studio. Yeah, it's a little toy in the studio. All right, moving along. The situation with our...
Doug, real quick, before we move along, don't forget Trump said that if Joe Biden was elected... you can kiss your 401ks and the market goodbye because it would tank. And so much for that.
Well, I mean, so much for whatever he says. He was on a TV moaning. It was Thanksgiving, and he was moaning and groaning about the election. It's time for him to take a break. Time for us to move on. That's all. It's a new, whether you like it. I mean, there's a lot of people. I'm not sure I share your enthusiasm for some of the people that are part already announced of the new administration. I'm most focused, frankly, on the FCC and what they are going to do for radio station ownership, because that's my business. Right. And I'm also a farmer, and I'm interested in the ag secretary because the ag world has been in shambles since Sonny Perdue has been. He's a Georgian. He has done nothing to help mostly
the
family farmers.
Betsy DeVos and Sonny Perdue, I cannot wait to watch them vacate their offices.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't let the door hit you on your bike.
Oh,
John's voice says it all.
That's right, exactly. The story list from Talkers Magazine. This is the week of Thanksgiving, November the 23rd to the 27th. Doesn't make any difference what week it is, 52 weeks a year. We're here with that overview. The folks at Talkers listening to all the stations and paying attention to what's going on conversationally have come up with a list for this week that includes at number 10, a focus on weather and weather science. 9, race relations. Number 8, foreign relations. Number 7, what's going on in the news talk, radio, and television wars. Number 6, situation with schools, to send your children to school, to do or not to do, that is the question. Number 5, the economy and the stock market going through the roof. Number 4, more post-election politics, I guess that's the best way of putting it. Number 3, Biden and his new administration. Number 2, Michael Flynn gets pardoned. And number 1, COVID. That's the situation this week, courtesy of the work done at Talkers Magazine.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 1-800-442-0471 or go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Specials. Enter promo code SUN for amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow.com products. Call 800-442-0471. Promo code SUN. That's 800-442-0471. The Black Friday sales begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 60% off everything. Plus, get a free Gap logo sweatshirt with every store purchase of $75 or more on Black Friday and Saturday while supplies last. Shop the sale through November 28th. Black Friday at Banana Republic Factory starts now. Don't miss out on our biggest sale of the year. Everything is 60% off, including your favorite sweaters, cozy coats, warm flannel, and more. Find your nearest store or shop online. Only at Banana Republic Factory.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 1-800-442-0471 or go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Specials. Enter promo code SUN for amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow.com products. Call 800-442-0471. Promo code SUN. That's 800-442-0471.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Doug Steffen here with a people list from Talkers Magazine. The official list for the Talk Radio Countdown show includes at number 10, the new justices of the Supreme Court. All of them. New ones I guess mostly the people that Trump has put into those positions. Number 9, Kamala Harris. Number 8, Cuomo and Obama. Number 7 tied for that position. Number 7 is Rudy Giuliani. Can't tie him with anybody. Number 6, all the people running for the Senate seats in Georgia. Nancy Pelosi is at 5. Mitch McConnell, the old fossil, is at 4. Michael Flynn, who got pardoned by Mr. Trump this week, number 3. Joe Biden is in the number 2 position. That'll flip around in a couple of months. Right now, though, he's still the president in residence. Donald Trump is number one on the people list. You can see them all listed there every week at Talkers Magazine. Find it at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, let's move back into a couple of more moments here of our talk radio review. The situation in our public schools, this really has accentuated the horror of management, of political management, especially in places like California, where they don't, one day the schools are open, the next day they're closed.
New York City, same thing.
New York, same thing.
De Blasio has completely just mismanaged all of the schooling.
BS artist.
It's awful. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's terrible.
In my estimation, kids should be in school, period, end of story. That's it. I don't know what
everybody
else thinks.
Well, there have been some health studies that have shown that the kids in school they're not really the issue in terms of spreading the virus.
Bringing it home.
It's indoor dining at restaurants. They've contact traced that. And indoor gatherings, large indoor gatherings. That's really, from people from different households, that's really where the virus is spreading the most.
Yeah. So, anyway, what are they doing in Florida? I haven't really followed Florida, where you're from, John. What's going on there?
It basically is the same thing as the rest of the nation as far as our boy governor here, as I call him, puppet of Trump, is trying to ensure that everything stays open and there is no pandemic. And, hey, come on down. Things are great.
Spend your money here. Hi, John Harper from WMEL. Victoria Keelan from the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Talk radio review time 10 before the hour.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. Time for us to go through the top five items this week from the world of technology. Doug and Victoria Keelan here has done all the research, and so we get right to it. Number five this week, as we head to number one, is a focus on Apple and what the bad guys at Apple, or at least one bad guy, has been doing.
Yeah, some bad PR for Apple happened this week. A California grand jury indicted Apple's head of global security on charges that he tried to bribe Santa Clara County, which is in California. He tried to bribe officials with iPads. Apparently, this guy Thomas Moyer is accused of offering 200 iPads worth $70,000 to two different members of the sheriff's office in exchange for four concealed carry firearms licenses for Apple employees. The iPads were never delivered delivered, apparently, because he got busted before this transaction could actually come to fruition. But
the guy ran him out?
Not really sure who ratted him out, but somebody, somehow he got busted.
Somebody's got a number on him.
Yeah. His attorney says that he was collateral damage in a dispute between Santa Clara sheriff and district attorneys, and saying that, you know, once it goes to trial, they believe he'll be acquitted. I'm not really so sure. It looks like there actually is some real evidence against this guy. He's been at Apple for about 15 years. He's been the head of global security since November of 2018, and he wrote a memo in 2018 warning Apple employees about the potential consequences of leaking information to the media, which he wrote can become part of your personal and professional identity forever. So he's eating those words right now. So we'll see what happens when it goes to trial.
Nice job there, fella. Number four.
Tesla has issued a recall of about 10,000 vehicles in the U.S., the 9,000 Model X and from the year 2016, and 400 Model Ys that are brand new from 2020. The issues were, of course, filed with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and Tesla says that they will fix everything free of charge. They're going to be testing all this stuff out. What happened was the cars feature cosmetic appliques that were apparently applied without a primer, which can cause the trim on the roof of the car to fall off while driving at high speeds,
well,
which basically means the entire roof can come off your car. So it's really, it's important if you have one of these vehicles, make sure that you are on top of this recall, because in one recent incident, a Model Y, which is the part of the 2020 recall, the entire roof fell off while the driver was driving. So that's
right.
Obviously a huge hazard for everyone else around you and for you yourself if you're, you know, driving. But and then on the other recall with the 2016 Model X's, it's a steering issue which isn't bolted down properly, and so the driver could actually lose power steering. So both of them are really important to get fixed as soon as you can.
All right, here's a black eye for Comcast.
Comcast doesn't really have, I don't know, I wouldn't give them a very high rating. My parents have Comcast, and it's very slow internet and very basic cable, and they pay about $200 a month, so I'm not a fan. But anyway, next year, Comcast says they plan to charge home internet customers in the northeastern states. They're going to charge you for going over 1.2 terabytes of data in a month. Now, that is a lot of data, just to, you know, put that out there. 1.2 terabytes is a lot. However, with everyone working from home, especially in the Northeast, kids are doing a lot of, you know, distance learning, and parents are working from home. So data is going way, way up. So in January and February, Comcast says that they're going to give their Xfinity customers who are not on an unlimited plan, they'll give you a credit for any data usage over that, but only for 1 month. And if you exceed that amount, then you're going to be charged $10 per 50 gigs of data. 50 gigs of data is not a lot of data, which means you could end up having $100 more per month on your bill. It might be a good time to start shopping around for another alternative. Everyone knows at the end of the year, beginning of next of 2021, a lot of, you know, you can find good deals. You can shop around. You can go to Verizon, Fios. You can go to RCN. See what kind of deal they are offering you. This affects Connecticut, Delaware, Massachusetts, Maryland, Maine, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Vermont, West Virginia, D.C., and parts of North Carolina and Ohio. You're all going to see these price hikes. So I would say now's the time to start shopping around.
I have some news here. We're going to pay attention to this quickly.
Yeah, HBO has finally is going to be available on Amazon Fire Stick and Fire TV devices. This has been in negotiations for at least 6 months, and this is a huge relief for people who actually want to watch HBO. So you'll now be able to get HBO Max, which is a great thing, and you'll get Wonder Woman on Christmas Day.
Presidential accounts moving over to Joe Biden on Twitter and Facebook, number one this week.
Yep. Donald Trump hasn't conceded yet, but Twitter and Facebook are moving on. They are transferring the POTUS accounts. And so President-elect Joe Biden, on the 20th of January, he will now occupy the brand-new POTUS handles, and Donald Trump's will now be POTUS 45. That's where all of his tweets will be archived.
59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.